When nearly 100 people were killed in a double bombing in Turkey last week, it seemed like one of those landmark tragedies, the kind of event that can unify a country, at least temporarily. But this attack, possibly the work of ISIS, has left Turks possibly more divided. NPR's Peter Kenyon has been asking many people why they're saying this is not our 9/11.
There is a sadness in the air since two suicide bombers blew apart a peace rally in Ankara. A kind of grim resignation has rippled out. It's noticeable on the streets of Istanbul as people try to get back to their daily routines with the threat of more violence hanging over them. You can feel the foreboding even in the working-class Kasımpaşa neighborhood, the boyhood home of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. 53-year-old Kader Baltek sips a cup of tea and apologizes for his hoarse voice. He has a cold. As he tries to explain why the Turkish reaction to this horrific bloodshed is in some ways quite different from the reaction in other countries to spectacular terror attacks.
Look, let's get one thing straight. This is not Turkey's 9/11. It's more like a whole string of violence in Turkey's past that drove Turks further apart instead of bringing them together.
Often that violence has had a profound, usually negative impact on the Turkish brand of democracy. Memories here are still strong of 1978, when 100 or more minority Alevis were slaughtered in the town of Marash by Turkey's ultranationalist Grey Wolves. Online memorials show grim black and white photographs of dead bodies, charred buildings, and grieving survivors. 2 years later, the military toppled the fractious civilian government in a coup d'etat. Baltek says whether the Marash massacre or the Ankara bombing is ultimately judged Turkey's deadliest attack doesn't matter. The point, he says, is that many Turks see these shocking attacks on civilians as precursors to more factional fighting, more ethnic divisions, and less control by the people over their own lives.
Marash, it was so horrible, and it just drove people further apart. That's what I'm afraid the effect of this new attack will be, to keep Turks from coming together.
At least, adds Namık Kemalkaz, there probably won't be a military coup this time. He settles his 84-year-old frame into a chair and says the reining in of the military is one thing people should thank this government for.
Those days were a catastrophe. The injustices were very great. I'm glad those days are done. The problem now is this government that started so strong is really very weak at governing. They behave more like a club, out to benefit themselves.
Over in the more upmarket Beşiktaş neighborhood, Turks filter into an annual photography exhibition. 59-year-old retired university teacher Sema Oğunlu says besides the government, the Turkish media, often either slavishly pro-government or relentlessly antagonistic, is also dividing people. Şimdi burada bence medyanın
önemi çok büyük. The things we hear, the propaganda, it's having the effect of driving people into their own camps, only talking to those who agree with them.
Oğunlu heads back out into the street, pondering a question that's on the mind of many Turks these days. How bad are things going to get this time? Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.